This is the Fantasy Fast Track with Brandon Funston and Brad Evans.
Ready, set, go! This is the Fantasy Fast Track Podcast. I'm Brad the Big Noise Evans, joined by Senior Fun Buns, Brandon Funston from The Athletic. And Wild Card Weekend is here. We're going to give you a game-by-game breakdown with selections on the side, the total, and our favorite prop in every single game. And it's a six-pack of goodness. And you and I, the fantasy season may have wrapped up for everybody largely in 2021, but we do this for a living. We can't resist drafting. It's part of our complex. It's part of our DNA. And quite frankly, I'd be empty inside, Brandon, if I didn't have a draft, at least, I don't know, like once every 2 weeks. So you and I participated in a postseason fantasy football draft on our SiriusXM show called Aptly, Fave the Noise. Listen to it 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Radio channel on SiriusXM. It was you, me, former Major League Baseball pitcher Joel Pinheiro, J1, who is the curator of hip-hop for all of Pandora, Jen Piancenti from SI, producer Drew, and Sandro as well. And how did you like your draft? What basket did you grab and put your huevos inside, amigo?
Well, I am dubious about the Chiefs. I think they are capable of losing to any team after the Pittsburgh Steelers, which I don't think they will lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers, but we've seen them be vulnerable this year. But in the number two position, and after Aaron Rodgers, who's on a bye, we did team quarterback picks, but the Packers team quarterback pick was number one. I'm like, Pat Mahomes in a first round game as the Vegas odds on, favorite to go to the Super Bowl, win the whole thing. And say, okay, I guess I'm going to, even though I'm dubious about it, I'm going to take the opportunity that I'm in the position of kind of leaning in on the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's what I did. So I took Mahomes. I took Travis Kelce in round two. I took the Chiefs kicker. I took the Chiefs defense. So I'm pretty invested in the Chiefs. And on the flip side, I kind of split it between the Rams and the Buccaneers. So if the Chiefs go all the way, and the Rams or the Buccaneers also go all the way, I'm in great shape.
You can't see me right now, but I have a terrible towel in hand, and I am waving it proudly above my head and confidently as well. Go Steelers! Spring the upset. Knock Funston out of this damn exercise already. So I went into this draft picking 6 out of 7 teams. Terrible spot to be in, because I know I'm likely not going to get Aaron Rodgers. I knew for certain I wasn't going to get Mahomes, and I had full intention of getting my guy, the modern-day Joe Cool, Mr. Burrow. But, of course, producer Drew knew my infatuation for the Bengals, and he's like, well, screw Brad, I'm taking him at 3 overall. So I have a bone to pick with him at a later time. So I wound up getting Tom Tequila, actually, at 6 overall. I was quite happy with that, and that kind of set the course for me. And I'm getting Gronk later, because you had to have two of everything, folks. Two quarterbacks, two running backs, two wide receivers, two tight ends, two standard flexes, two kickers, and two defenses. So I'm pretty heavily invested in Tampa. Shockingly as well in the Tennessee Titans, which I had zero intention of having any Titans on my team heading into this stupid exercise. And I couldn't pass up on Ryan Tannehill early because quarterbacks are worth their weight in gold in this type of format, which is a half-point PPR as well. And then I also got a couple of Bengals. I got Ja'Marr Chase pretty late. That was like in round, I want to say like 5 or 6. And then I followed up with T. Higgins. So we'll see what happens. But I have like one card invested in the Green Bay Packers and MVS. And I don't think I got any Chiefs because you bastards kept hoarding them.
Yeah. Well, your consolation prize in round one was the greatest of all time, the GOAT. So it's not a bad. And J1, it was picking at the turn, and he took the Cardinals and Eagles quarterbacks instead of the Titans. And so you got a gift there on the flip side with that. So, but yeah, quarterbacks, as you mentioned, very heavily favored because they score the most points on average per week. And this is such a short period of time that you just want, that can sway things a lot if you end up riding a quarterback to the Super Bowl. And so, yeah, that's why 10 of the first 14 picks were team quarterbacks.
All right, well, let's go Tampa. Let's go Cincy. And I guess the Tennessee Titans as well. And screw the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm trying to win a little extra side pot here to start off my 2022 fantasy football campaign. With that, let's get to it on this Friday edition with another Fantasy Five.
number five.
As I mentioned, we are going to do a side. We're going to do a total. And we're going to do a favorite player prop each and every single Super Wild Card Weekend game. So let's get to it on Saturday. And let's start off the first game on the docket. Las Vegas traveling to the Queen City to take on the aforementioned grown-up Macaulay Culkin and Joe Burrow and his Cincinnati Bengals. Right now, Brandon, again, at tape time on Friday, since he's laying 5.5, the total is 48. Give me a game, score prediction, and a pick on the side, hombre.
I think it's going to be closer than the last time they faced each other. I'm going to go 28-24. The home team from the Queen City pulls it out, but it'll be a little bit tighter. So that's my prediction on that.
Yeah, I'm going to go 27-23. Cincinnati, I'm with you. I did see our friends at BetMGM, the highest liability that they have on the weekend, Cincinnati -5.5. What does that tell you? But fade the public, fade the majority, just like we did during the college football championship game. I was all over Georgia in the under, cha-ching, cha-ching, twice. So I think you could start off to a hot start by taking the Raiders and the points. All right, give me your favorite player prop in this game. Does it involve a certain running back wearing the silver and black who you have a deep love for?
No, I'm actually going to go with Tyler Boyd. I'm going to let you share. I'm going to share some of my love for that guy that you are referring to. I'm going to go with Tyler Boyd. Over 40.5 receiving yards. This is something he's done in four of his last five games. He's gone over this, most of those games way over. And I look back to that last matchup. He was the leading target guy among all the Bengals receivers with 8 targets, 6 catches, 49 yards. I think 40.5, or if you look at this Raiders secondary, which has been pretty good this year, the slot usually does okay against them. That's usually where you can get some production from. So I like Tyler Boyd to get, not a huge game, but at least get over 50.
All right, I'm going to go with Josh Jacobs, and I'm going to take on the receiving yards. I got a 20.5, and doing a quick search here of where the lines are at tape time here, you still get 20.5 right now at FanDuel at -110, believe it or not, on the over. Look, I think it will be somewhat of a negative game script for Las Vegas, and they could backdoor cover their way into this thing, at the 27-23, which I predicted and furiously forecasted to perfection, mind you. I mean, it's going to hit it right on, and it will be nowhere close in the end. But Jacobs, is heavily involved in the pass-catching game for this offense. A guy has caught 84.4% of his intended looks, and he has consistently gone over this total as well. And, I was looking at the game log. Since week 9, Brandon, he has ran at least 12 routes in every single game, and with the exception of one contest, he's caught at least 2 passes. So you put it together that, Cincinnati gave it the 4th most receptions in total to the running back position in the regular season. I think they were the 5th most yards as well to RBs. Combine it with a possible negative game script. Combine it with the trend in the history that we've seen with Josh Jacobs and his usage throughout the entire year. And this is like, he went over the first matchup. This is probably like 5 catches like he had in the first game. He had 24 yards in that game. I'm sensing something similar here. I think it's going to be almost a mirror image in the end. So I love the over on the 20.5 receiving yards.
Number 4.
All right, next game on the docket, New England to Buffalo. And Brandon, at kickoff time, they're expecting game time temperatures to be a scrotum shrinking 4 degrees Fahrenheit with wind chills around -9 in Orchard Park, New York. So the wind won't be howling and won't be gusty like we saw before. Could have a couple of snowflakes flying in the sky, but nothing that's really going to accumulate and play much of an impact precip-wise. But knowing the conditions, and it's going to be brutally cold, and you've experienced that once in your life, and I know that it was definitely teeth chattering for a kid from Seattle, but the total in this game is 44. The Bills are laying 40.5. Do you think this could be closer to the first matchup or the second?
I have Bills decidedly winning this one. 29-20 is my projection.
Taking the over. I like it.
Yep. So what was the over-under again?
44, and it's up. It opened at 42.5, and I think it will be a higher scoring affair than people believe. Now, it could be run-heavy for both teams and still accumulate the points necessary to push the over. So I am going to say 26-20. So at 46, and the cover there for Buffalo at the -4.5. All right, player prop market-wise, what is your favorite wager here?
All things Devin Singletary, really.
Yes!
Rush plus receive yards is 80.5. Do I think he can get 55 to 60 rush and 25 receive? Yes, I do, which means I like the over on that. I like the over on 13.5 receiving yards, the over on 9.5 longest rush. You look at the rush plus receive, 80.5. He's done this 4 of his last 5. The one game he was under was against New England. That was 78. But, again, you just said it. The conditions here kind of, I think, lean to a Devin Singletary type of game. And I don't hate plus 140 on an anytime TD. He has 6 touchdowns in his last 4 games. So give me any of those I'd be happy with. I like Devin Singletary in this game.
Oh, that's a great call. And I'm going to side with you on that because it's a old sledgehammer bet on the over receiving yards. It is 4 Funstons for me. So that's, again, those are half units, folks, for those that may be unfamiliar. So that's a quite a hefty, that's a girthy wager, I would call it, Brandon. And I'm with you on Singletary on the over 13.5 receiving yards. You can get it at 14.5 some of the other books. 13.5 right now at FanDuel. And it's just minus 114 on the over. New England giving up 5.5 receptions per game in the regular season to running backs, 48.6 yards per game. 18 RBs went over this, including Singletary in the last game, which he had 5 for 39 through the air. He's been over in 3 of his last 5, and he's ran at least 16 routes. So more involved over the last 5 weeks as a pass catcher. Absolutely sledgehammer Singletary across the board.
Number 3.
All right, next up, Philadelphia, Tampa Bay, down there in western Florida. So we're going to brutal cold to the vitamin D soaking sunshine of the palm infested state where I'd like to be right now with an umbrella drink in hand. But unfortunately, I'm not. I'm in Chile, Illinois. The total has been all over the place, along with the spread. I saw the spread as high as 9.5. It has now scaled back to 8, Brandon. So that's what Tampa is laying in this game. And the total, like I said, it's been as high, I think, as 48.5, and it's now been dialed back to 46. So give me a game score prediction here.
I think this is going to be amazingly a close game.
Yep.
And I think it's going to amazingly be the same score as the last time they played, 25-22. It'll be something that people are talking about. Can you believe they played to the same score as the last time? So there you go.
Man,
25-22.
You're just barely sneaking over there. That's a Tom Brady special at the goal line is what that is. By the way, you can get the Tom Brady rush yards at a half a yard on that prop if you wanted it. It's back. It's spectacular. And, of course, I'm going to wager on it because I do it every single time. I am going to go a little bit lower scoring here. I'm going to say 23-17 Tampa Bay. So, again, Philadelphia gets the cover there, and I am on the under. Favorite player prop, what is it?
Right now I'm looking at Leonard Fournette, 12.5 on the longest catch. He is back.
That's real? Hold on a second. I'm jotting this thing down. Go ahead.
He had over 40 yards receiving against the Eagles the last time they faced. They're going to need him in the passing game because they are down Antonio Brown and Chris Godwin. In that game against the Eagles the last time they faced, he had an 18-yard catch and an 11-yard catch. So one that was way over and one that was just slightly under. I think he can get a 13-yard catch in this game. And the other one I like, I know you like, so I won't step on that, but I will step on and kind of give the hint that as to who it is. It's not even a hint. I'm just going to tell you. It's Rob Gronkowski. I'm going to go. I like what you're going with. I'm also going to go with a Funston on Gronkowski for 2 touchdowns at plus 700.
Yes, I entertain that too.
Well, here's the deal. Like, he's only scored in 5 of his last 18 games. But in all 5 of those games, they were 2 touchdown games. Huh. He hasn't scored a 1 touchdown game since way back in 2020. So he's been a 2 touchdown guy when he does find the end zone.
All right, I'm going to go. I got multiples here. I'm just going to fire off very quickly. I was trying to keep this to 1 each, but screw it. You know, that's already out the window. I'm with you on everything, Gronk. I got anytime touchdown when it opened at FanDuel plus 125. It's now at minus 105. Still a good value at minus odds there and low minus odds at that. If you wanted to do like a same game parlay with Gronk at like, say, 49.5 receiving yards with an anytime touchdown, get that at plus odds, I don't hate it because I think he is going to absolutely Gronk smash the over on 55.5 receiving yards. I mean, 20 targets, 17 catches, 252 yards the last couple of games. Philadelphia, you know the generosity. They were shelling out all season long to the tight end position. They gave up the most tight end touchdowns at 14 in the regular season, 6.3 receptions per game, 60.9 receiving yards per game. Just the tight ends. Gronk has been over 55.5 yards in six of his last eight, so a -115 on the over at BetMGM. I'm jumping all over that. And then going back to Fournette, two things. One, I'm with you on the longest catch now. I think that's dynamite. I like the receiving yards. I know it's in the low 30s, but take that down. You know, just dial it back a little bit. Just turn it down softly. Slow jam with me for a second. And if you get that to, like, I don't know, 20 or more yards, and then you can get five or more receptions, I bet you can get that in a same-game parlay pretty close to, like, plus 110, plus 100. Because the 5.5 catch line by itself is plus 100 on the over, and he has done that in 5 of his last six. And Tom has been missing that toy. So, yeah, I love it all. Just those guys are great, and I'm taking the under on Jalen Hurts rush yards at 49.5. It's a good number. I think he's going to be close, but he went, 10 for 44 in the first game, and I think it's going to be similar here the second time around.
Number two.
All right, next up, let's go to San Francisco and Dallas. A game I believe is going to be the highest scoring on the docket this weekend. A little hint, hint, wink, wink, nod, nod. Fun buns. The total in this one is at 51, which is the highest on the board. And Dallas laying 3. What do you got for me?
Well, let's take that over under and bring it up a notch. I'm going to say it ends at 53. And, God, I hope this doesn't happen, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to say San Francisco pulls this off with a late field goal, 27-26, Niners.
And I'm taking the Niners, too, on the money line at plus 140, so I'm with you there. But it's going to be higher scoring, 30-27 in my estimation. So a total of 57 there, easy math. And, again, if you believe what we're selling here, and this is going to be the highest scoring game this week, you can get that at plus 330 right now. At DraftKings. Yeah, you can bet on that. You can bet on anything. It's wild card weekend for crying out loud. Brandon, favorite player prop, fire away.
Well, I just was digging into the numbers here, and I'm surprised at what I ended up with. But I came out with the over on 248 passing yards for Jimmy G. He has been over 295 in four of his past five games. The only game he was under in that stretch was Atlanta, and they absolutely blew him away. And he only had like 23 pass attempts. But I think he's going to have to throw the ball. Could be, you know, play and catch up, but like it was last week against the Rams. But I was surprised at how good his, you know, he threw the ball considering he's dealing with that thumb injury. But if we're going to get a high scoring game like this, I think they're going to have to throw the ball a decent amount. Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, guys that can make some plays. So, yeah, 248 is not a big number for what Jimmy Garoppolo has been doing.
That's adequate. You know, now on the muy caliente scale, Jimmy Garoppolo is like 15.
Okay. Yeah.
From the females that I know that have had been in his presence, they come out flustered, and it's understandable. He's a handsome man. He really is.
That's right.
And he had a handsome game last week, so I could tail that. And just, you know, sprinkle some of that magic, some of that pixie dust on me, Jimmy. Just once. I can live in your shoes. No, Elijah Mitchell is a guy that I love. And I'm going to take the over under the 76.5 rush yards. And I'm going to synergize, bring it together on the over 19.5 rush attempts. Brandon, I don't know if you noticed, the last five games, here's what Mitchell has done. 27 carries, 27 carries, 22 carries, 21 carries, 21 carries. Crazy, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, I only have eyes for you is what Kyle Shanahan sees. Every time Elijah Mitchell clears like medical for the week, that starts playing in his head. Yeah.
It's like, sorry, Jimmy G, you can't be a part of this threesome. This is a monogamous relationship just between Elijah and myself. And he's a guy that's just got the job done. I mean, he finished the regular season RB4 in yak per attempt. He's been over the 76.5 rush yards mark in six of his last eight games. And Dallas, you and I talked to Calvin Watkins in Dallas Morning News or this week in the Sirius XM show, and I asked him, you know, what's the biggest problem here facing this Dallas defense for Dan Quinn? And he said, it's stopping the damn run, which they can't do right now. And, you know, they're giving up 4.34 yards per carry to running backs on the season. So Mitchell over 19.5 rush attempts at plus 100, over 76.5 rush yards at minus 115, both available at DraftKings.
Number one.
All right, next up, Pittsburgh, Kansas City. Is this the final bow for Big Ben Roethlisberger? Kansas City laying 12.5 here, Brandon. Highest spread on the board this weekend with a total of 46. Is it a blowout much like the first matchup a couple of weeks ago?
It's kind of. I don't quite have Kansas City winning to cover here. I have it as a 27-16 win, so it's 11 points.
Okay. All right. I'm
Is
close.
That what you got?
I got a 26-16.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to one up you. I'm going to price this right you on that. Yeah, but there you go. So is that what was the over on the total?
The total is 46.
So what are we? I'm trying to do math there. That's 34. So we're both under.
Yep. And I think that's a smart money play, honestly.
Yeah.
So we're going to take Pittsburgh to cover. We're both going to take the under there. Any intriguing player props available in this one?
This one's also surprising to me. At FanDuel, they have Pat Mahomes' passing yards at 280.5. If you look at Pat Mahomes, he's gone under this 13 of his past 15 games.
Yep.
He went for 258 the last time they played Pitt. That was in week 16. Pittsburgh's allowed over this 4 of 17 games. So with Tyreek Hill dealing with a heel injury, like all the injuries there, I just think, you know, Mahomes is going to end up in that 250 to 275 range. 280 is too much for me.
Dude, I'm about to add this to the sheet because I've been sitting on the fence. The splinters hurt too, by the way. And you have pushed me in the right direction because I've been leaning to the under on this. And I'm glad that, you know, you gave
me FanDuel did it because I looked at the first couple ones and it was 277.5. I scanned down and there was FanDuel sitting at 280 saying, yeah, come get me, come get me. So
come to Butthead.
Yeah.
That's what it was saying to
classic.
You. Classic. It is classic. And I'm with you there. I am going to go with Mahomes on a different prop. I'm going to take the over on 16.5 rush yards. And I went back to you and I talked to Rob Collins, a friend of our SiriusXM show, covers Kansas City there on the local market for the Fox affiliate. And, you know, Mahomes loves to run in the postseason. And he even brought that up. And it gets this aggressive defense, which he didn't run the first time because he didn't need to, right? It was like a 36-10 win. It was lopsided from the get-go. I think it'll be a different story this time around. You know, the Steelers have accumulated the most sacks of any team in the NFL this season. So, you know, T.J. Watt's going to be breathing down his neck, and he'll get flushed out of the pocket, and he'll scoot his way, again, uncomfortably so, because he's got to go to the bathroom.
Always.
Perpetual. But in six postseason games, 31.7 rush yards per game in his career. That's what he's averaged. And he has been over this in four of his last five. So I like the over there, and I also like the over on 10.5 yards for longest run at -125 for Patrick Mahomes. So there you go. All right, we got a Monday night game too, Brandon. I love how the NFL is spreading this sucker out in the Super Wild Card weekend, and it's part three between the Cardinals and the Rams. It's bonus time! Let's get a pick in on this one. The Rams laying 4 at a total of 49.5. What you got?
Well, they went 53-57 on the total points, and I'm not going to take the under here. So I'm just doing this one on the fly. Let's call it 30 to 24 Rams.
Yeah, you know what? I hate how this line is at 4, but I'm going to you know what? Screw this. I don't want to root for the Rams. I kind of want them to explode. So I'm going to go with Arizona 31-27.
Ooh, that would hurt me in our little fantasy playoff.
That's my ploy here, Brandon. We're trying to get you out early. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. Favorite player prop, a couple of them have surfaced, not a ton yet, but I'm going to go SGP on that ass here in a minute, but you got the floor, so hit me.
I just think Kyler's going to try to do everything he can to win this game, and that means he's going to run like the dachshund of the desert with the little twinkle toes. Uh-huh. He's going to be running like crazy with Aaron Donald chasing him down. The over-under on the rushing yards is 37.5. I think that is for the way this Rams are constructed. He went over in both meetings, 61-39 were the rushing totals. He's been 35-plus 5 of the past 6. I just think with James Conner being injured and all that, and like Kyler, this is like there's no tomorrow at this point. So he's going to do what he does best, in my opinion, which is run the football.
All right, I'm going to go same game parlay. And I'm going to go Cooper Kupp, 94 or more receiving yards. You don't need any reasoning. I mean, he had a 13-catch game against Arizona for crying out loud earlier this season. He'll hit the century mark, I think, with relative ease. So give me that. And then give me Tyler Higbee, 25 or more receiving yards, which he's done in four straight. He had 36 in the first matchup because he did not play in the second matchup. Both of those hit. My friend, that's plus 125 at DraftKings. That's it on that two-legger.
That's a nice little payday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And that is the perfect cherry on top of the Sunday. That is a wrap on this edition of the Fantasy Fast Track Podcast. Please follow Funson on social media on Twitter, at Brandon Funson. Check me out there, at Noisy Cuevas. Drop us a rating and a review if you enjoy this podcast, would you kindly. And until next time, adios, amigos!